Matthew chapter number 28, in verse number 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning to help us that we might be an able minister of the Word of God. Open up our hearts and our ears to hear and receive. Touch everyone that's here this morning. You know the needs, and we just pray that you would just have your way on this Easter Sunday morning, Father, and bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we celebrate Easter Sunday 2025, we want to remember that it is Jesus that we celebrate. It is Jesus that we celebrate. We hear much spoken about the resurrection, and rightfully so, but when we think about the resurrection, I want us to remember the words of Jesus in the book of John, chapter number 11, in verses 24 and 25. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. He's speaking about Lazarus here. Lazarus has died. They've laid him in the tomb, and Jesus has come. And Martha says, I know that he'll rise in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus told Martha there, he said, I am the resurrection. I am the author of resurrection. It depends upon my power and upon my will. And he said, I am the resurrection itself, is what he's saying. Jesus is not, and there is no resurrection, but he is, and there is. And so he says, I am the resurrection. And he expressed it this way. So the doctrine of the resurrection comes from Jesus. And the whole power to effect resurrection, amen, flows through Jesus. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. As the resurrection of all depends upon Jesus, he intimated to them that he was indispensable to the resurrection. It must be. But see, here's the thing. Lazarus was dead. And they said, I know he'll rise in the last day. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection. What he's telling them is, I'm the resurrection today. I'll be the resurrection tomorrow. And I'll be the resurrection in the last day. And, amen, Lazarus can live again. Why? Because I'm the resurrection. And he don't have to wait until the last day. Amen. Jesus had power to intervene that day. And he did. He walked to the tomb and he said, Lazarus, come forth.
and he came forth. The resurrection, amen, the life itself showed up at the tomb of Lazarus, and amen, and Lazarus was resurrected because he met that day, amen, with the resurrection itself. He met Christ. Amen. Jesus came, and in power, amen, he raised Lazarus from the dead. And so he is the resurrection. And we read these verses this morning. We read in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. And I want us to think about that morning and about the resurrection and what it means. Amen. What a blessed day that it was. But there's some things that I want to notice, just a few things that's in these verses, some phrases. And the first one is, right off the bat, we see in verse number 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. It began to dawn. Amen. We know what dawn is. Amen. Some of us are like that fella that said that if God wanted him to see sunrise, he'd have put it in the middle of the day. So I don't know. It might have been a while since we saw the sunrise, since we saw the dawn of a new day. But amen, what takes place is the sun begins to rise and darkness begins to give way to light. At the dawning of a new day, the sun begins to peek over the horizon and a new day begins. And here on this resurrection morning, a new day was about to begin. A new day for all of mankind. A new day for the world was about to dawn, and Jesus was coming forth from the grave. Nothing would ever be the same as the Son of Righteousness began to come and the light of the Word began to shine forth. That light that He is, He began to rise. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been at times in places and it seems like, boy, when things happen, sometimes it always happens at nighttime. And we sit around in the darkness, maybe it's sickness, and boy, we might feel decent through the day, and as the night comes on, seems to just get worse, and we might be at home, or we might be in a hospital room somewhere, but amen, I've been there, and maybe it's a storm, when they got them bad weather alerts, and the storms is a-coming through, and they say, boy, we might have some tornadic activity, when's all that take place? Seems like, amen, it's always in the middle of the night. Amen, that these kind of things come through. And what are we waiting for? We're waiting for daylight. We're waiting for the day to dawn. There's something about the dawning of a new day. There's something about going from darkness to light. Amen, it just makes us feel better. Amen, it's like my daughter once said, I asked her the question, I said, are you scared of the dark? She said, no, sir, I'm scared of what might be in the dark. Amen. And so that's what it is about the dark. Well, there's something about that darkness. But the day began to dawn. And there was a new day that was on the horizon. And the resurrection of Christ changed everything. It changed the way that we saw, because we now, things are seen in a new light. It changed the way that we look at God. It changed the way that we view heaven. The way that we view life, the way that we view death, because there's hope in the resurrection. Amen. All of that changed. It changed the way we view our duty here upon this earth, because we're not just living for today. Amen. We're living for the resurrection. We're living for that day that is to come. The resurrection shed new light on things. A new day has dawned, and amen, things are different. Jesus is alive. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become
new.
Amen. And amen. That's what happened on that day. It began to dawn. The sun began to come over the horizon and a new day. Amen was dawning. A day and an hour of grace. A day and an hour where God had said in His Word that for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave His Son, amen, that men might receive salvation. And amen, and the old devil and the old enemy, they tried to kill Him. They put Him in the grave. But amen, guess what? On day number three, it began to dawn toward a brand new day. Jesus was alive. Amen. I pray this morning, I ask, has a new day dawned for you? I pray that it has, and amen, I pray if it hadn't, that it will. Amen. Psalms chapter 30 and verse 5 tells us, for His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. The morning of all mornings was when Jesus arose from the grave. Triumphantly He arose from the grave. Amen. And weeping for us still may endure for a night. But amen, joys are coming in the morning. Amen, joys are coming. New days are still dawning. And amen, with the resurrection of Christ, everything changed. Everything changed. And so it began to dawn. Amen, toward a brand new day. Amen. The second thing that I want to mention, in verse number 2, it says there was a great earthquake. A great earthquake. With the resurrection, there came a great upheaval. Now, we don't live in areas where we have to worry too much about earthquakes. There's been a few that's been not too far from here, but in other places in the world, boy, they have some earthquakes, some big ones. Boy, the earth shifts and things happen, and there's an upheaval. Things are destroyed, and boy, it changes everything. Well, amen, there was an earthquake. It said that there was an earthquake here at the resurrection, and there was, with that earthquake, an upheaval. Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 tells us this. And He said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, how I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. You see, the kingdom of the devil was jolted with the jolt of an earthquake. And the empires of this world were reduced to nothing. Oh, they still go on. They're still here. They've been rising and falling and rising and falling, and men still trying to make a name for themselves and put them in God's place and above God and equal with God and all that kind of stuff. And men still trying to say there is no God. But amen, on that day there was an earthquake. Amen, and there was an upheaval of all things, and the old devil and the kingdom that he had, amen, it was shaken with a violence. And amen, see, here's the thing. The victory, because on the cross Jesus cried with these words and He said, it is finished. It's finished. What's that mean? Amen. It means it's complete. It means that somebody's paid the bill. Paid the debt. Somebody's paid the debt. It means that somebody has won the victory. It's finished. It's finished. The old devil said, boy, putting them hearts, we'll just kill him, we'll get rid of him. But amen, on the third day, as it began to dawn, boy, the earth quaked. And there was an upheaval and everything changed. That what earthquakes do, we might say of an earthquake, boy, when one hits a place, that it turns everything upside, puts everything on its head. And amen, that's what God did with the devil. Everything got shook around and he got put on its head, turned upside down. The earthquake, the upheaval of all things. And
while men in Scripture in the Old Testament, the Tower of Babel, they tried to build a tower to heaven. They tried to make a name for themselves. But amen, that earthquake changed it, the upheaval of all things and of the kingdoms of this world. They still operate, they still go. But see, here's the thing, their doom is already sealed. They cannot win. It's like through all my life I've watched sports, and there's been a few times in some games that I looked and I thought, it's over. But you know what? Something miraculous happened. Something unexpected. Something that you couldn't script if you tried. And all of a sudden, the team that looked like that there was absolutely no way they could win, they won. Well, you see, when Jesus said it's finished, the upheaval of all things, the earthquake, it don't matter what it looks like this morning, Jesus has already won. Amen. He is the victor. Amen. He is the winner. The old song says, I'm on the winning side. Amen. I don't know what it looks like, but I tell you what, it ain't over yet. The upheaval of all things at the earthquake. But then it says also in verse 2 that there was a stone that was rolled away. There was a stone that was rolled away. Roll away the stone and let the light shine in on me. Some of us may have a stone this morning that still needs rolling away. Amen. But there was they had placed a stone there at the tomb. If that was the entrance into the tomb, they had placed a mighty stone there to seal the tomb, and they had set a guard. Because they were told, you keep it as sure as you can. And they was watching. And the tomb was sealed with a great stone. And no doubt those women, as they went, I don't know what all the conversation was about, but amen, how are we going to get in there? I mean, what are we going to do about that stone? What are we going to do about that big obstacle that stands between us, amen, and our beloved Jesus? What are we going to do? Amen. A lot of times we got questions like that because we got something that stands between us and Jesus. Some stones, some things that needs rolling away. What are we going to do? How are we going to get rid of that? How are we going to manage that? But you know what? They walked around, amen, when they got there. In that earthquake, the angel had done, amen, God done sent somebody. God done sent an angel. Amen, what did he do? He rolled away the stone. And amen, the light could shine in. Amen. Wendy Bagman used to sing a song. That was the name of it. Roll away the stone and let the light shine in on me. Amen. They couldn't roll away the stone, but amen, I'm thankful that what man cannot do, God is able to do. And he rolled away the stone. Where did he roll it away? He rolled it and gave access to the tomb. Now then, here's the thing. We don't like to talk about death because we think of it as a separation, that it separates. And here, for a time, it does. We lose loved ones. I was talking to a gentleman this week, and he told me, he said, that my dad has been gone for 35 years, and he said, boy, he said, I still miss him. Amen. He said, I still miss him. But death and the grave and the old tomb, what used to be a place that we didn't want to go and a place that you couldn't get through, now that very place has become a thoroughfare. Amen, it's the way. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The stone has been rolled away, and there's an opening now for us to go. Amen. And that which was dreaded, we don't have to dread anymore because, amen, it takes us. Death is a passageway for us from here to Jesus. Life, the stone, is rolled away. But amen, we have some other stones that block the light of the glorious gospel of Christ that need to be rolled away, and God's able to roll those stones away. He's able to roll away the stone and give us light and life. Ephesians tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 14, for He is our peace, talking about Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. The stone been rolled away. Access to God. We've got it. Access. You mean I can talk to God? I can go to me? Because see, here's the thing. Boy, when we really see who God is, boy, it changes the view of us. And we wonder how in the world. But see, Jesus stepped in. And what he did, he bridged the gap. Amen. Amen. He bridged the gap. Jesus reached in and he took, amen, and with his hand, amen, he got a hold of the hand of God. And amen, with his hand he reached over and he got a hold of us. And he made it possible for us to have access. And he rolled the stone, the enmity that was between God and man. He took it out of the way, making it possible for me and for you to have peace with God. See, there's no other way to have peace with God except Jesus Christ. There was no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. But amen, he rolled the stone away. But he says here in verse number 8, we see some other words. Verse number 8, it said, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. With fear and great joy. They departed quickly. I can't imagine what it must have been, what they thought they were going to and what they found. Jesus is dead. Then they get down there. No, angels say, he's not dead. He's alive. They were doing a good thing. They were going down there. What were they looking for? The angel said, I know whom you see. You're looking for Jesus. But he said, he's not here. You see, when you go looking for Jesus, you don't have to go to the cemetery no more. Amen. He's not there. He's not in the graveyard. I know that you're looking for him and they didn't find him, but boy, what they found in the message, in the word that they got, it made them joyful. But amen, it also gave them a fear, a reverential fear. Listen, you want some news that sounds too good to be true? They heard some news that they felt like might be this might be too good to be true. And they departed. They departed from the sepulchre, it said, with fear and joy. There was a mixture. There was a confusion in their mind. There was a fear that was there, a reverential fear, not knowing everything that they had seen and heard, and maybe not understanding it. But amen, their faith overcame their fear. And it said that they ran. They ran back to tell the disciples. They ran to tell the news. I wonder, how long has it been since the resurrection's kind of put a little skip in our step? Made us want to go and tell somebody. Made us want to run. And amen, I'm not talking about we don't have to physically get out here and run, though. Amen, if God gets a hold of us just right, we can outrun a chariot. Amen. I don't care how old or how young you are. Amen, God's able to do it, but they ran. They ran. They had something to tell. I'm going to tell you what, of all the news that the world needs to hear, we've got something to tell. Jesus is alive. The resurrection. We talk about it as just an event, but it's more than just an event.
It's a person. It's Jesus. He's the resurrection and the life. And if we believe upon Him, amen, though we were dead, yet we shall live. Amen. And never die. We may suffer death in this physical body, but amen, we'll wake up with Jesus. Because He is the resurrection. Because He lives, I can live. You can live also. That's the only reason. I mean, that's why the day that dawned, what a day it was. Because of what? Not because of how good I am. Not because of how good I've been. Not because of how many good works that I've done. And see, listen, God has saved me and created me unto good works. But amen, that's not the reason that, amen, I can look forward to resurrection day. The reason I can look forward to resurrection day is because, amen, of what Jesus did. He's alive. We serve a risen Savior. There's a lot of other gods in this world, but amen, they're all dead. What good are they? They may have ears, but they can't hear. They may have eyes, but they can't see. Because why? Because they're dead. And I pray as we celebrate this Easter Sunday, if you have a need, if you don't know God, if you're not saved, amen, there's no better day, no better time than Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. Because God is able, because He's alive and He's well. As we stand this morning, I ask you just to stand with us. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. God's speaking to your heart about a stone that needs rolling away. God's speaking to you about salvation or about anything this morning. Amen. I pray that you come while we wait just a minute this morning.